from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Ukraine says it has never shipped defense technology to North Korea. Tuesday's denial came after the New York Times said the North may have purchased rocket engines from a Ukrainian factory through the black market. U.S. spokesperson Heather Nauert was asked about the report Tuesday.
In the past, I know that Ukraine has prevented the shipments of some sensitive materials to nations that we would be certainly very concerned about. As a general matter, we don't comment on intelligence reports. Ukraine, though, we have to say, has a very strong non-proliferation record, and that includes specifically with respect to the DPRK.
There are growing concerns about the rapid improvement in the North's missile program, including two recent tests of intercontinental ballistic missiles. Bruce Bennett is a defense analyst with the RAND Corporation.
Look at the Musudan missile, which is less complicated than an ICBM engine. And yet North Korea's missile launches of the Musudan failed apparently 7 out of 8 times last year. For their missile to launch twice in a row quite successfully, that led me to believe that these were engines that they had purchased from the Ukrainians as opposed to built on their own.
Reuters quotes a U.S. intelligence official suggesting North Korea is not reliant on imports of engines, but rather has the ability to produce them domestically, perhaps using recruited foreign scientists or North Koreans educated abroad. Kenyan opposition leader Raila Odinga is expected to announce Wednesday his strategy to oppose results of this month's presidential election he lost to incumbent Uhuru Kenyatta. Odinga claimed the vote was fraudulent. Meanwhile, the government is trying to close down two groups that have raised questions about the outcome of this month's election. This is VOA News. President Ernest Bai Koroma has appealed for international help as Sierra Leone struggles to cope with a massive mudslide caused by heavy rains that killed nearly 400 people. Hundreds more are still missing. John James is a spokesman for the UN Children's Fund, UNICEF.
There's a whole mix of housing there, so you've got some impressive villas as well, but some small shacks as well. But a lot of that has just all disappeared in the earth movement and sort of pushed down the bottom of the valley. Lots of people in that area, real signs of devastation, people wailing, people crying as they're looking for their loved ones, but a real tragedy for the country, and difficult to really hope for survivors being found now.
Thousands of Sierra Leoneans have been made homeless. The United States Tuesday accused Islamic State insurgents of carrying out a reign of terror targeting religious minorities and opposition ethnic groups. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson presiding over the State Department's annual International Religious Freedom Report released Tuesday.
As we make progress in defeating ISIS and denying them their caliphate, their terrorist members have and continue to target multiple religions and ethnic groups for rape, kidnapping, enslavement, and even death.
Tillerson said nearly 80% of the global population lives with restrictions on or hostilities to limit their freedom of religion. U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley Tuesday said Iran must be held responsible for missile launches, support of terrorism, disregard for human rights, and violations of UN Security Council resolutions. Her statement followed a warning by Iran's President Hassan Rouhani that while he would prefer abiding by the 2015 International Nuclear Agreement, Tehran is prepared to abandon it quickly if the U.S. continues its threats and sanctions. Iran objects to new U.S. sanctions that target people and companies linked to Iran's ballistic missile program. President Donald Trump Tuesday denounced both white nationalists and counter-protesters for the violence that occurred Saturday in Charlottesville, Virginia, that killed 3 people.
You had a group on one side and you had a group on the other, and they came at each other with clubs, and it was vicious, and it was horrible, and it was a horrible thing to watch. But there is another side. There was a group on this side, you can call them the left, you've just called them the left, that came violently attacking the other group. So you can say what you want, but that's the way it is.
The white supremacists had gathered to protest the proposed removal of a statue of a Civil War Confederate general. Mr. Trump has been criticized for not singling out the white supremacists. In Portugal, at least 13 people were killed Tuesday, dozens injured, after a huge tree crashed down on a popular religious festival on the island of Madeira. The towering oak was believed to be more than 200 years old. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.